Good morning and welcome to another episode of Beach Lean Presents on Radio Karen. My name is Amanda and I am from Mandela Market. I'm here this morning with two of our lovely storeholders. We have Georgia and Kirsty. And we're coming to you this morning from the Wholesomeness Cafe. So now before I get chatting to both of you lovely ladies, I thought I might just remind our listeners a little bit about our next upcoming Mandela Market. It will be here at Beach Lane on July 23 for the Beach Lane Winter Festival. We will be upstairs in the practitioner and the studio, just like last market in June. And we'll also be downstairs. We'll have about four or five storeholders downstairs here in the cafe just to make it a little bit special for the winter festival. So
it's exciting.
It's very exciting. So welcome, Kirsty and Georgia. Thank you.
Hello.
Thank you for taking the time to come down this morning and chat with me. I thought we might start with Georgia. Hi, Georgia. How are you?
It's great to be here.
Can you please introduce yourself and a little bit about your business?
Sure. My business is Brighton Beach Bands and it's Beach Bohemian Accessories. Mm. And I started off by making fabric hair scrunchies. They're thin scrunchies, so they're not the traditional 80s thick scrunchie.
Yes.
Out of vibrant tropical fabrics. Mm-hmm. And I mainly did that to sort out my kids' hair, which is super thick.
Okay.
And I wanted a hairband that would survive surf, sea, sand, chlorine. And so that's how I started. So I've got super thick ones mm-hmm. and they wrap around the hair and don't tag.
Right.
And then I also make pearl jewellery mm-hmm. and ocean pendants. So using shells as well as starfish, ocean pendants, and I've since gone on to expand the collection and I make design pashmina body wraps.
Right, yes, we're wearing one today.
Yes,
it's gorgeous.
So they're in beautiful beige, creams, sand colours, and they're hand spun and hand woven in Nepal.
Right.
And they're super warm.
Yes, I can
and
feel.
And absolutely a life piece. So you sort of buy one and you'll have it forever.
Yeah.
I also designed a pair of gypsy leggings, tie-dyed gypsy leggings.
Which you're also wearing again today. Yes. They look great together.
Thank you. And they're high-waisted, so they're really designed for normal women who might have a bit of a baby belly or whatever.
Perfect.
And they're tie-dyed and they're made in Rishikesh, which is in Uttar Pradesh in northern India.
Wow.
And I've done that so that they're affordable. I can price them at a great price for markets.
Yeah, perfect.
So there's a lot of other accessories I won't go mm-hmm. on about, but some fantastic bohemian jewellery at incredible Absolutely. Prices to come down and check out next weekend.
Fantastic.
Thanks.
So tell me, how did you come about, designing and making these pashminas and yoga leggings? Like, what took you over to these countries? And tell us a bit about, the process of getting them made and bringing them back here.
Well, I did a lot of travelling before I had two small kids.
Yep.
A lot of travelling in India and Nepal.
Mm-hmm.
And I've always loved those countries. I've recently come back from a trip to India, which was a travel trip. It was actually a yoga trip, but I also went to make sure I could get my pants made. And mm-hmm. so I think it really stemmed from my love of travel.
Yes.
And gypsy bohemian style clothing. And years and years of sort of, realising the value in getting handcrafts direct from source.
Yes.
So going to the place where they get made and being able to see them do it as well. It's just incredible.
So you see it happening and you meet the locals
and they live in astoundingly poor conditions.
Yes.
And so it's a nice feeling to know that you're supporting a small community.
Yeah.
So it started with, years of travel and then my love of the beach, really.
Yeah, you've just combined it all together.
Yeah.
Perfect. And the hairbands that you mentioned earlier, so you make them from home?
Yeah, I make those from home just on a normal sewing machine.
Yep.
And
perfect. I was looking at your Instagram page and... I saw quite a few gentlemen, even women, with dreadlocks wearing your hair ties. So they're obviously very good. You make quite a large size as well, is that correct?
Yeah, there's a super large size that's great for people with dreadlocks.
Yeah.
And quite a few surfers buy them.
Right.
Yep. In fact, I had a guy come back last Mandala Market who'd followed me from Mornington.
Oh.
He's a surfer and he just loves them.
Yep. Oh, great.
So it's great because they're quite masculine as well. Yeah. They're not all just for girls.
That's right. No, there's nothing really like that out there in the market. So, great invention. Yeah.
Thank you.
Definitely. So what else can I ask you? Your jewellery. So what inspires you in your jewellery designs?
Well, I think I was really inspired after a trip to Port Douglas. The Sunday market in Port Douglas is just full of beautiful beach jewellery, shells, pearls.
Yep.
And I actually bought myself a starfish piece from Pell Jewellery, which is just stunning. It's a gold-plated starfish pendant. And I came home and thought, you know what, I could make these.
Yep.
And it sort of started from there.
Great.
And also the pearls, because I've got little kids, I'm always losing pearls. I never wore earrings when the kids were little.
Yeah.
And I was just sick of losing expensive pearls.
Yeah.
So I thought, well, I'm going to make them myself.
Yep, fantastic.
So they're freshwater cultured pearls, but they're at a really reasonable price because they're grown in Asia. They're not Australian pearls.
Right, I see. Yep.
So you buy two pairs and you've got your backup pair and you can afford to wear them to the beach.
That's it.
And lose one and not have a panic attack over it.
Absolutely wonderful. Now, when I was speaking to you about coming and joining Mandala Market, you were telling me about a few organisations or charities that you support in your brand. Is that correct?
Yes. Well, I have sponsored or donated stock to a few charitable events.
Yep.
I'm really just only started in the last year, but I have supported an event recently that was a hosted by Brighton Rotary, a luncheon to raise funds for this spinal cord injury recovery group.
Right.
And they raised an enormous amount of money. So I donated just over $1,200 worth of stock towards
fantastic.
That.
That's wonderful.
And it was also in support of the Robert Connor Dawes Foundation, which is in support of research for brain cancer.
Right, yep.
And I was just one of many donors. And I also do pop-up stands for different events. And the last one was the Summer's Yoga Fest on the Mornington Peninsula.
Yep, wonderful.
Where we donated 10% of the proceeds
fantastic.
To Amma's ashram. Amma is the mother in India. She's a guru and she has an ashram in Melbourne and they do all kinds of outreach programs.
Right.
So I do my little bit where I can.
That's lovely, giving back to the community. It's really wonderful to hear. And I think that, it's really great to see small businesses doing that and getting involved with the community. Absolutely.
Yeah.
So if our listeners want to check out your stuff, where can they find you on social media?
I have an Instagram site, which is Brighton_Beach_Bands. And also I'm on Facebook, Brighton Beach Bands. I have a website, but I'm currently developing a Shopify shop. But you can buy anything from my Instagram feed and I can just post it to you. So just get in touch.
Wonderful.
Via direct messaging me on Instagram or Facebook.
Nice and easy. Cool. Fantastic. Well, thank you, Georgia. We might move along to Kirsty now. Welcome, Kirsty.
Thank you.
Can you please introduce yourself and a bit of tell us a bit about yourself and your business?
Yep. So my name's Kirsty, and my business is OMG Sea Glass Designs. So my business is only new to me.
Yes.
I've only started selling really in the last sort of 6 months last year.
Yes.
How I started, that could be a long story.
No, go for it.
I'll make it short.
This is what we love to hear.
So I've always loved the beach. I've always lived near the beach. I've always collected bits and pieces from the beach. When I moved to Melbourne about 5 years ago, I started collecting sea glass.
Yes.
And I collected it for years and years and years, decided I had too much of it, so I needed to share. So I started making art pieces and jewellery just for family and friends.
Right.
I got some really positive feedback from them. So started up an Instagram page and got more positive feedback. And then saw the Mandela Market and decided to apply for that.
Yeah.
And I did my first market back in June, my very first market, very first market.
It was very exciting to have, to have you come on board.
Very nervous.
Especially being your first market and just taking that leap and putting yourself out there. So, yeah, no, I'm really proud of you for doing
that. Thank you. Thank you very much for having me. It was such an amazing market. Seriously, I had the best time.
Oh, fantastic.
The vibe, the atmosphere, the people were so lovely.
Oh, that's lovely.
It was so lovely chatting to, everyone that came along and that was interested in my product.
Yeah.
And me getting to speak to people about my products.
That's right.
You know, their adventures to the beach. I always love to hear other people's adventures to the beach. I love the beach.
Yes.
So, yeah, that's sort of where I started.
Fantastic. So the name OMG, can you just tell us what that means? Because I didn't actually realise that it stood for something until I saw your stall at the market last month.
So OMG doesn't stand for oh my God, as most people would think it would. But it actually stands for ocean made glass. Because that's what sea glass is.
Yep.
It's, you know, glass from the ocean.
It's beautiful, smooth, glass. Perfect for making jewellery.
It is.
You were telling me when I was speaking to you at the June market, you were saying, you've obviously been collecting for many years. And that's probably why I can never find any sea glass on the beach, because
I go to the beach and I can never find sea glass, and then I come home with a whole lot of it. I don't know. I've even banned myself from collecting brown at the moment because that's the most popular colour.
Right.
And I went to the beach last week sometime and found the most beautiful piece of green. It's on my Instagram page.
We'll have to check it out.
Oh, it's gorgeous. I love it.
So what inspires you in your jewellery and your artwork? Is it the beach or is it the individual pieces of glass or...
It's probably a bit of both. It's I do get a lot of inspiration from the pieces that I've collected. So their shape and their texture, they inspire me what to create with them, whether it's a piece of jewellery or a piece of art. The outdoors in general inspires me. Nature inspires me. I did a piece recently where the weather has inspired me. It's a rain cloud.
Gorgeous.
It comes from within and nature as well.
Perfect. And so how do you drill the little holes in the glass? Like, what special tools do you use to do that?
I use my fingers, and yes, I have drilled my fingers many a time. But I just use a Dremel drill with a diamond tip drill in a bit of water drill it.
Oh, good job. Perfect.
I just taught myself how to drill it.
And I was just checking out last night, you've got some gorgeous new designs on your Instagram page, which is combining some metals and leather.
Some of the products that I use are mainly stuff from the beach, so coral, sea glass, obviously, shells, driftwood. I do also use some pearls and some sterling silver charms.
Okay.
And I try to collate different materials and different textures just so it's not that it's boring, but just not a piece of sea glass on a jewellery.
Yeah.
So it's something interesting and it might tell a bit of a story.
Absolutely. And every piece would be unique and you wouldn't be able to recreate it, I suppose.
So each piece that I create is unique because obviously sea glass, there's no two pieces that are the same. I'm finding that with making earrings.
Yeah.
They can be similar, but they're not the same. Mm. So each piece is uniquely yours.
Yeah. Wonderful.
Yeah.
Wonderful. Yeah. And how can our listeners find you on social media? Can you please share your pages?
Yeah, so I'm on Instagram, which is OMG _ Sea Glass Designs.
Mm-hmm.
I'm also on Facebook, which is OMG Sea Glass Designs.
Yeah.
I do also have an Etsy shop.
Yeah, wonderful.
Which is OMG Sea Glass Designs.
Okay, on Etsy.
On Etsy, but I prefer markets because I get to meet people and chat to people.
And that's the beauty, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah.
Meeting your customers. You're just telling me earlier you sold a large artwork at the last market, quite a large piece with lots of glass in it, and you were telling me how you were feeling about letting that one go.
Each piece that I create, it is sort of sentimental to me. I love each piece and I do find it hard to let go, but I meet beautiful people and I'm happy for it to go to their homes.
Yeah.
And yeah, that large piece went to a lovely couple. They actually took a photo of it on their wall and it just looked perfect.
Yeah,
so I was very happy. Yeah.
You know, yeah. That's lovely that you got that feedback from your customers.
Yeah, and, lovely. Thank you. Thank you if they're listening.
Hopefully they are. Okay, yeah, so we've actually got a bit of a theme happening between you two, both very coastal and beachy. And yeah, I guess that kind of brings me to the next thing I wanted to talk about, July being Ban the Bag Month.
Oh, yes.
Yes. So I think it was just yesterday that Woolies and Coles announced that they're going to be banning the bag and, getting rid of the single-use plastic bag in our supermarket.
Fantastic.
So that's great news for our oceans because... Yes. Essentially, well, our pearls come from our ocean and essentially...
The sea glass, yes. It comes from the ocean, but unfortunately it comes from the ocean because people throw glass into the ocean, so whether it's beer bottles or mason jars or medicine bottles, it's been in the ocean for years and years and years, but essentially it's rubbish that's on our beaches.
Yeah.
I recycle it and do something with it.
Yes, which is wonderful.
I'm doing my part.
Yeah.
But
plastic bags are a problem.
Yep.
And all three of us live by the beach and it's part of us, isn't it? So we really need to be part of the movement to ban the bag, I think.
Exactly.
So when I was promoting that on our Instagram page, the Mandela Market Instagram page, I came across a community group called Boomerang Bags.
Okay.
And they have a Bayside group, so Boomerang Bag Bayside. And Lisa and Tracy... are going to be joining us in August at our August market, and they are creating reusable bags out of fabric. So at our July market, I'm setting up a little donation bin. So we're asking people who are thinking about coming to the market, if you have any old fabric or old doonas that you don't need anymore, come and bring them to the market, drop them at the donation site, and I will then deliver them to Boomerang Bags Bayside, where they will create bags out of this fabric into reusable, sustainable, reusable, sustainable alternative to a plastic bag. That's so, I'm really excited to be involved with them. I think, you know, living by the beach, it's really important that we think about...
I see so much other rubbish on the beach.
Yeah, I know.
If we can eliminate plastic bags, that's one thing at least.
Exactly. I agree. So... listeners, if you're interested in finding out more about Boomerang Bags Bayside, they are on Instagram and they're also looking for volunteers to help create the bags. That could be cutting out the fabric or sewing them together. If that's something that you would be interested in, please contact Lisa and Tracy at Boomerang Bags at Boomerang Bags Bayside at Gmail. .com and they will get in touch with you about any way that you can help. So I think that's a really exciting thing to have involved with the market, and they'll be coming along to our August market, August 20, and they'll be selling the bags so shoppers can use them at the market and also at the supermarket. So
that's
very exciting. What else can I tell you? Before we wrap up, I guess I'll take you through the store holders that are going to be featured at our July.
July this month.
I was talking about August, now we're back in July. So the theme for the Mandela Market next month on July 23 is healthy, happy families. And that is the theme for the whole winter festival at Beach Lane. So I've kind of mixed things up a little bit this month and sort of reflected the storeholders to that theme. So we'll have some more, I guess, family-orientated storeholders at this next market. So downstairs we've got Julie, who's from Bejeweled Jewellery. She makes the polymer clay beads. So she's setting up a little stall down here in the cafe for the children, and even mums might want to do it too, but so they can create their own polymer necklace, and you could actually have a matching mummy daughter necklace, I suppose.
That sounds so fun.
Doesn't it?
Friendship.
Yeah. yeah, that's sweet. So she's setting up a little creative space at her stall next month, or this actually next
this
weekend.
Month, yeah.
Sorry, this month, next weekend.
It's a week tomorrow.
I know, it's gone so fast. I can't believe it.
Time flies.
It does fly. And we'll have Moira from Soybean Candles. We'll have a new stall holder, a local seafood resident, Mel from Master K and X-Man. So she's got children's accessories, which is a little bit different to what I normally have at our markets. And we also have Sarah from Fibre Friends. She knits and crochets, so she's going to have lots of different things for the family, winter woolies to keep you warm. So she does beanies and earmuffs and headbands and that kind of thing. Then we have Louise from the Sunday Market Barefoot Boheme. So she was sharing the room with you last last month.
Louise.
Yeah, you guys really hit it off, and yeah, yeah, your stuff. Yeah, it really worked well together.
It was
had
a little shop in there.
It was a boho heaven in that room. Yeah, everyone was loving it. So yeah, she'll be back obviously with you. Then we have an exciting artist joining us next.
Sounds really
next
exciting.
Next weekend. So Kyle from Brightside Art Studios, our first male storeholder. Yay!
Bring it on.
I know. So that's exciting. I was really rapt to have his application come through. So he'll be joining us next month. So he does sort of tattoo and sort of beach culture artwork and mandalas, so
beautiful colours.
Yes, definitely. So I'm really keen to check that out. Then we'll have Liesl. She does mala beads. We have Nicola, who is from Willow and Fern. They're a little bohemian sort of pop up boutique. So they're joining us next month for the festival. Then we have Jade and Tori from the Mermaid Gypsy and the Coconut Emporium. So they were here at our April market back in autumn. Jade makes gypsy floral crowns, and Jade does some wall hangings using shells and beach-inspired fabrics. So they're coming back, which is really exciting. Then we have Rhiannon, who's from Yolu Apothecary. And she creates beautiful, gorgeous smelling oils, perfume oils, and she does the teas as well. So, yeah, come and have some tea tasting upstairs with Rhiannon. And lastly, we have Emma from Circle and Square. So she makes the handmade kimonos out of vintage sourced fabrics. Absolutely gorgeous. She does some boho homewares as well, so cushions and things. And Joanna from Nature's Intentions, and Joanna does the gorgeous bath salts, which I actually have been using the last week because, oh my gosh. Yeah. Oh, school. Yeah, school holidays though. I'm so worn out keeping up with these children. So yeah, those salt baths have been going down quite well when they're in bed. So along with Georgia with Brighton Beach Bands and Kirsty with OMG Seaglass Designs. That is our winter July festival market lineup. It sounds pretty exciting.
It does sound exciting. I can't
wait. Yeah, yes. Something for everyone.
Something worth getting out of bed for. Yes, definitely. Yeah.
Definitely, and we're inside, so don't forget, doesn't
we'll
matter
have
if
the heater on.
Yes, we'll have heaters on. Doesn't matter if it's cold or raining, come on down to Beach Lane and the Wholesome Nest and check out our market. It's a gorgeous vibe happening every month. So check out Mandela Market on Instagram. So it's Mandela_market on Instagram. And you will find, all the storeholders' spotlights and photos of their products. We're also on Facebook, and we have an event page there which you can, say you're interested or coming to. So please check out those social media platforms. And if you are interested, we have another market confirmed in August, on August 20, and we'll also have some coming up in spring and summer, of course. But if you are interested in applying for a stall, please throw me an email at mandala_market@outlook.com. I'd love to hear from any local makers or creators. that would be interested in joining our little collective. We're like a little family now, aren't we?
Such a good mindset to be a part of. It is like a little family.
Yeah, definitely. I just love the sense of community and, we all support each other and,
local vibe.
Yeah, I think that's really important. That's the reason why I wanted to start and, So
it's fantastic.
Thank you so much.
You're doing a great job. Great. Fantastic.
Thank you so much for being involved. So just quickly, just plug your sites once more before we head off.
Yeah, sure. Brighton Beach Bands on Instagram, Brighton_Beach_Bands, or Facebook Brighton Beach Bands.
And OMG Seaglass Designs. So on Instagram, it's OMG_Seaglass Designs. And then on Facebook, if you just search OMG Seaglass Designs.
Perfect. Thank you so much. Thank you both, ladies.
Thank you for
your time this morning and coming on down.
Thank you very much for inviting us.
Thank you, Radio Karam, for the wonderful opportunity. So folks, make sure you come down and check out the market. The festival market on July 23. We hope to see you down here and bye for now. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.